So she's saying that the order of the mind is Sambandha and Prayajan, and then you feel the intelligence of Sambandha and Prayajan.
Maha egy említette, hogy az elme szerint a sorrend az az, hogy Sambandha Prayojana Abhidhiya, az intelligencia szerint meg a sorrend az, hogy Sambandha Abhidhiya Prayojana, és Maha egy tudná ezt magyarázni?
Means you're looking at it from it's which perspective you're looking at it from, the subject or the object.
Ez attól függ, hogy milyen szempontból nézed a dolgot, az alap szempontjából vagy a tárgy szempontjából.
Means you're looking at it that there's a relationship, operating that relationship gets a result.
Tehát, hogy van itt egy kapcsolat, és hogyha működheted ezt a kapcsolatot, akkor ott lesz az eredmény.
That's the logic.
Ez a logika.
Right? Because that's how the form of it works. So that's the skill, that's the knowledge that you sit down and study.
Tehát ez az a forma, hogy ez működik, ez a tudás, ez az, ahogy tanulmányozod, amikor
But when you practically apply it,
then
seeing your relationship,
akkor az, hogy látod, hogy mi a kapcsolat,
you have to want to act in that relationship.
Akkor kell, hogy te akar cselekedni ebben a kapcsolatban.
I can identify, okay, this is my relationship with this person, but unless I want to, you know, activate it, or unless I'm attracted to do something with it, nothing will happen.
A valóságban, hogy látom, hogy ezzel a személyen mi a kapcsolatom, de hogyha nem vonzódom ahhoz, hogy működhessem is azt a kapcsolatot, vagy nem akarom azt a kapcsolatot, akkor az nem fog megtörténni.
So when that consideration is a need,
tehát itt a második esetben a
then only a lack.
A szempont az a szükséget, és csak ha van szükséget, akkor fogunk cselekedni.
But the logic still works, because after acting you will get the result. So in other words, you're still doing Sambandha Abhidhiya Prayojana. But before Abhidhiya starts, there's the touch of Prayojana.
Right?
Because if you don't know where you're going, how do you get there?
That's why
in explanation, the purpose of something is still Sambandha.
Because
the purpose means what result it could get, not what result you're trying to get. So analyzing what are the elements of the field, what are their relationships, what you can gain from them.
Elemezünk, hogy a mezőnek mik az elemei, mik közöttük a kapcsolat, és mit lehet általuk elérni, milyen eredmény.
Only if you're interested to work in that field and get some result from the field, then you'll act.
Ez egy ismeretében még mindig csak akkor fogsz cselekedni, hogyha érdekel téged az az eredmény, amit ezáltal el lehet érni.
And having acted, you will get result.
És miután cselekszel, akkor megkapod az eredményt.
But getting observable result is what the man is looking for. And getting the experience of the result is what the woman is looking for.
Right?
That's why sometimes men make a mistake in dealing with women, is that as soon as the result is obtained, then activity is over.
Ezért van az, hogy a férfiak elkövetik azt a hibát a nőkkel kapcsolatban, hogy azt hiszik, hogy amit elértük az eredményt, még a cselekvés.
But because it takes time to generate an experience.
De mivel időben pedig, amit létrehozunk egy ilyen.
Just as there's preliminaries to generate, there's also conclusion to wind it down.
Ugyanúgy, ahogy vannak előkészületek egy eredmény elérése, ugyanúgy vannak utó munkálatok.
Is that okay?
Ez így érthető?
Like that. You know, the man comes to the table, sits down, eats, goes away. So preliminary simply meant sitting in the chair and picking up a spoon. Right. And conclusion means putting down the spoon and getting up from the chair. But for the women, it's all the arrangements before that, and then sitting and then appreciating it, then the food, and then afterwards, oh how nice, this, that, and then slowly taking everything away.
Right.
So that's
a
So that's why if the men understand this, the preliminaries and conclusion are pleasant, so they do get a nice. It is nice. But only if it's done like that with the women be happy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something like that.
So you mentioned that the husband has to be humble in order to be able to have the wife. So when the wife gets angry, the husband has to be humble first. And what happens when the husband is not willing to be humble, but he just wants to continue being a cultural patriarch, being on the culture, and being not? How can the wife have the husband?
Then you're continuing a dysfunctional relationship.
A culture for you, but it's a működésképpen a kapcsolatot, tehát diszfunkcionálisan folytatott a kapcsolatot.
Now the women can try to kickstart the relationship.
A nők azok lehet, hogy be tudják rúgni a kapcsolatot, tehát
but the men have to do it.
A kapcsolatot, de a férfiaknak kell csinálni.
That's what makes them men.
Ezt teszik a férfiak.
They do it. They operate.
Right?
So the concept that the man is in charge and in control is correct. All women want the men to take control and operate the relationship. The mistake is in what is the definition of control and operation.
Because
generally what happens is the soul inherently is feminine. The concept of operating is feminine. Therefore, even though they're who and ha, still they act like women. Masculine means taking the leading role by properly performing the activities that you would want the other person to do.
Means,
to go back to Godhead, you have to be humble. You have to be tolerant. You have to respect others. And not expect respect for yourself. So you have to develop that anyway. So why would an intelligent individual avoid that mentality in dealing with his family?
És akkor egy intelligens lényeg miért kerülnie el ezt a mentalitást pont, amikor a családjával beszélünk.
Grihasz life an ashram.
A grihasz élet egy ashram.
It means that place where you can cultivate spiritual activities.
Ami azt jelenti, hogy olyan helyen, ahol lelkületeket lehet végezni.
Right? So if you're a brahmachari in the temple, then you have the temple president or the sankirtan leader, the temple commander to enforce humility, tolerance, respect, and not expecting respect for yourself. But in the Grihastha ashram, then you have the same facility. It's equal opportunity. Right, but instead of the temple president and sankirtan leader and temple commander, now it's your wife and kids and other in-laws.
És de ott a templom president, a szankirtan és templom kommander helyett a feleség és a gyerekeit fogják ezt.
Means to go back to Godhead, you have to learn the same lesson.
Az azt jelenti, hogy ahhoz, hogy visszatudjunk menni Istenhez, ugyanazt a lekciót kell mindenkinek megtanulni.
You learn as a brahmachari, no need to get married.
Hogyha ezt megtanulod brahmachari, akkor nincs szükség arra, hogy
don't learn as a brahmachari, you get married.
Hogyha nem tanulod meg brahmachari, akkor megházad.
If you want the marriage to work, you're forced to learn. You don't want the marriage to work, go on in your illusion. But to go back to Godhead, you have to learn this anyway. So why not be mature and responsible and masculine and learn?
De akkor miért
lennénk felelősek, teljesek és érettek és sértősek,
és megtanulunk? It's supposed to be humble, the man takes
the lead. Alázatosnak kell lennünk, a férfi vállalja ebben az első részben. It's supposed to be
respectful,
it's supposed to be
tolerant,
he takes the lead. Ő neki türelmesnek kell lennie, tiszteletben, a
sebben és vezetőszerepet vállalja. That's nice. Ez a férfi. Any woman will follow that man. Mindenki
követne egy ilyen
férfi. Ez így érthető.
Yeah. So that's the point, is if it's actually understood what is masculine and feminine, then the family situation becomes pleasant, in which now, instead of arguing all the time, you can actually function and get the maximum Krishna conscious benefit.
Hogyha megérkezünk minden férfinak lenni és nőnek lenni, akkor a családi helyzet az működni fog, és akkor ott egy kellemes környezet lesz, ahol tudjuk gyakorolni az odaadó szolgálatnak az elveit.
Because more time is saved for service, because there's not an emotional riot going on.
És nem vitatkozással telik majd az idő, tehát több idő marad a szolgálatra, mert nem egy érzelmi felkelések folynak állandóan.
And the riot is being kept under control because you're following the philosophy and that of life culture, and therefore connecting with Krishna.
És az érzelmi szentülések is kontroll alatt vannak tartva, mert követjük a filozófiát, és ezt alkalmazunk a mindennapi életünkben azáltal, hogy összekapcsoljuk a életünk egy Krishnával.
Ez így
érthető?
It works.
Működik.
I mean, you look at the Bhagavatam, we have so many examples of it. Diti and Aditi both go to Kasyapa and they got a problem. And they want him to take care of
it.
And in both cases, their approach, their attitude, what they actually want is wrong. In both cases, he speaks to them very nicely. Right? And in that way, they're pacified. And at least in Aditi's case, then she does the right thing.
Right.
Or we even see Harani Kashipu, number one demon. When his brother dies, he's speaking philosophy. But he's speaking in such a way, and gently and nicely, that the women of his family understand and they're pacified. Right, so here's the biggest, nastiest, stinkiest, you know, masculine demon in the universe that can do whatever he likes. But he deals in the same rules with his own women.
De ugyanazokon a
szabályok
alapján
bánik
a feleségeim.
You know, the nine planets, okay, tie them up, put them on the steps of your throne.
De a kilenc bolygót összekötözi és odarakja a trónjának, trónusának a lépcsőjére.
Right, because he's following there the principles of politics and power.
Mert ő a politika és a hatalomnak a szabályait követi.
Right, but with his women, he follows those principles.
De az asszonyaival ezeket a másik elveket követi. Right.
Otherwise, how does he get the time to spend tying up the planets and walking on them if he would have to be in his house working out problems with his wife? Because he has a peaceful home, therefore he can go out and be Lord and Master of the universe.
Azért tud a univerzumnak az ura és mestere lenni, mert otthon egy békés családi közeg fogadja.
Ez
így érthető.
So it always works. Everybody uses it in the scripture.
Mindenki a szentírásokban ezt használja.
Like that. That's why we say, oh, how come it works then? Or that's 5,000 years ago, it's different. No, it's no different now. Men are still men, men are still men. You follow the same principles, it works today as well as it did 5,000 years ago.
Nem mondhatjuk azt, hogy igen, ez működött akkor, hogy működött 5000 évvel ezelőtt. Nem, a nők akkor is nők voltak, a férfiak akkor is férfiak, és ugyanazokon az elveken működtek, mint ma. És ha akkor működött, akkor ma is működött.
If it wasn't practical, why were the scriptures mentioned?
Hogyha nem lett volna praktikus, akkor miért említették volna a szentírások?
So that's what it said. Prabhupada said, husband and wife live peacefully together, execute Krishna consciousness. So if you don't know the science, how will it be peaceful?
Because
when it's peaceful, then the direct Krishna consciousness can be increased. Right? But if it's not, then it just becomes
the question is that in the Kali Yuga and in the West we see more and more men having a more feminine nature and more women having a more masculine nature and within Krishna's family and outside Krishna's family as well. And in such situations, should they remain as such and try to function with their given condition nature, or they should try to kind of see how the baby mother works and how the baby woman looks like, how the baby man looks like, and try to attain those standards.
We're speaking about the mentality.
It was a mentalitásról beszéltünk.
Not the form it takes.
Nem pedig azt a külső formát, amit ezt fölött.
You know what I'm saying? Just like here we see that so many of the leading roles in, you know, management and the administration is taken by women. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about the attitude in which they deal with each other. You know, if you change the attitude, then the men are men and women are women. Right, means gross follows subtle. So unless the attitude's right, then it'll be very hard to see, you know, any kind of traditional form. The traditional form is based on this mentality.
Right?
Someone with this mentality, then this is the ideal form. So if ideal form is available, then it would always be preferred.
Hogyha az ideális forma az arra, amikor a megvalósítására van lehetőség, akkor mindig azt részesítjük elő.
But in cases where it's not available or not practical, it doesn't matter because the mood and mentality is still practiced.
De hogyha ez a forma nem elérhető, vagy nem praktikus, akkor is a hangulatot mindig gyakoroljuk. Tehát a hangulat akkor is mindig megfelelő kell lenni.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. So it doesn't change. So even if the boss, you know, you're working at a karmic job and the boss is a woman, it doesn't matter. She still appreciates it if you notice that her suit looks good. You know what I'm saying? So Even externally, women are performing male duties, their nature still doesn't change. You know what I'm saying? Water is ice or water is steam, but it's still water.
You
understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
How much time do they need to like set up the prasad and do all that kind of
thing?
It's not
a
break of prasad.
Oh, okay. So then what would be, you go up to 10 and then stop? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so stop at 10. So
good. Good.
So, yes.
So the question is that you mentioned that most or only maybe just Brahmin women are capable of, women are capable of living alone. And what's the reason for other for women belonging to other Brahmins not being capable of living alone? And also what happens when someone grows old and she will have to live alone anyway?
That's something not talked about. All women end up alone anyway. The men always have a nasty The men always have a nasty habit of dying first. But the point is, right? But what happens is once they cross childbearing age, then the force of the hormones is no longer there.
De az azt történik egyébként, hogy amikor túljutnak ezen a gyerekszülés koron, akkor a hormonoknak a hatása már nem lesz ott.
So that reduces the highest energy, the roller coaster effect.
És akkor ez csökkenteni fogja ezt a hullámvasút effektus.
Right. And ideally it has been a lifetime of being supported.
És ideális esetben, hogyha már egy élet óta támogatva volt, vagy egy életen keresztül támogatva
volt. So much, now we can just give.
És annyi mindent kapott, akkor most már nem fog tudni adni.
Is that right? So then it works.
Tehát akkor így működik.
Because women can be very practical. Yeah, these women are four times more clever than men.
Hát a nők azok nagyon praktikusok tudnak lenni, a nők azok részerokosabbak a férfiaknak.
Right. Clever is practical intelligence.
A okosság az a gyakorlati intelligence.
Right. But they only apply this cleverness when they want to.
De a nők csak akkor alkalmazzák az okosságukat, amikor nekik tetszik.
It's sort of, that's the point.
Ez a lényeg.
Right. So someone within childbearing age, then the brahminical nature then requires less. So it's easier to deal with. The flips are smaller. You know what I'm saying? So it's more easy to keep under control. And the tendency to look at it more philosophically will be there. You know what I'm saying? It's not that they like being alone, but they can deal with it. Well, the other one is that desire in the passions more, that the swings are so much more heavy that without support it's very hard to work with.
De már a többi van esetében viszont a vágyak és a szenvedélyek sokkal erősebbek, és ezért ezek a kilengések is erősebbek, és ugye nincs ott valami támasz, akkor nagyon nehéz
So ideally it's a properly trained man.
Ideális esetben, aki ezzel foglalkozik, azért megfelelően képzett
férj. Either as a father, a husband, or a son.
Vagy az apa, vagy a férj, vagy a fiú.
Right? Or then if she's fortunate, she does have solid basis in other relationships, other ladies in the community, then it can work.
But if she még a gyerekszülési koron belül más kapcsolatokban van egy biztos alapja, tehát női barátok vagy ilyesmi, akkor is tud működni.
You understand? Okay. So then it works better. That's why you see when they do become a recluse.
Tehát
right, if there's no support from father, husband, or son.
Right.
Generally the recommended situation is that to do with something extremely subtle or transcendental.
És akkor akkor is a tanácsadók azt mondta, hogy nagyon szabad, nagyon transzendentális dolgokat foglalkozzanak.
Right, so therefore engage in beauty worship or something that's more sacred.
Például multimádattal foglalkozzanak, vagy valami olyan dolog, ami nagyon szakítik.
Because it doesn't generate passion.
Mert ez nem fog szenvedélyt kelteni
benne. Right, the lifestyle is simpler.
Az életmód is.
They wear white. They wear white.
És fehéret viselnek.
So therefore you don't have to worry about millions of colors and all those things.
Right?
And then keeping up with girls that have men to buy them saris.
Right.
Of course, it's still left with the slight problems of variation in the white.
Persze, hogy
mindig gondolom, az a kis probléma, hogy a fehérnek
is vannak változatai.
Even though no one else can see it, you know.
Lehet, hogy más
ezt
nem látja.
The little border, the little booties.
Kis
szegélyek. Booties. Those are the little dots.
Igen,
szegélyek.
Igen, ezek
a szegélyeknek a kis pöttyök,
a kis
pöttyök, a kis pöttyök,
a kis pöttyök.
You know, like that. They have holes in it or not, you know.
Van
egy benne egy kis pöttyök. So you still have something that they can still express their, you know, six times as envious with, you know. But because it's kept in a very narrow range, you can work with it.
Yes,
huh? Because the motive of goodness is actually very important for women. Another formula is that when you reflect the goodness, passion, potency into the material world, then you get goodness, passion, ignorance. So Hladini reflects into goodness. So the feminine nature is situated in goodness. Goodness means the present. Ignorance is the past, passion is the future. So that's why it's talked about in the Shastra about the moment. So the moment means where the woman is at this moment. So if the man deals with the moment, he's dealing with the present, therefore she can relate to it. But if she's being tricky and the man said, no, you should be more sense control, this, that, that's future. Or, you're so nice before, what happened? You changed, that's past. So the man can go on all day saying whatever he likes, but unless what he's saying is at the present, it won't work. Because only motive goodness is the result that's, you know, usable. Passion and ignorance always give a bad result. That's why, and that kind of moment we have to remember is 1/11th of a second. So that's all it takes is 1/11th of a second to start an argument.
Right.
That's because the man wasn't dealing in the moment. So that means that the man has to be very focused, very concentrating. Very useful, qualities.
Right.
That's why it's said, if you can successfully live with a woman, you can manage an empire.
Ezért mondják
azt, hogyha te
tudsz sikeresen bánni egy
nővel,
akkor egy egész
irodalmat
is irányítani tudsz.
The same focus it takes to actually deal properly with a woman, you can manage you know, the world.
Right?
So all very important good qualities for men to learn. So they should take advantage. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. So it's very important. That's why men, even though let's say in the morning then the wife said let's do this in the evening. So the man thinks the whole day we're going to do this in the evening. But when he gets home, he finds that's not the case. Because it's a different moment. Right? In other words, the woman said that at the moment, and it was favorable for that moment. So unless the experience of that moment lasts the whole day, then the activity in the evening will be different. So therefore, men do well to not live in the mode of passion by thinking, I'm going to do this. Make no plans until you walk in the door. Right? So if you deal with the moment, it will work. But if you try to apply the present, the future, or the past, that's generally where men fail. So not dealing, because that's the point. Krishna interacts with the devotee what they are right now. So the master and principal has to deal with the female, what mood she's in right now. It doesn't matter what it was half a second ago, it's what's right now. So therefore he says the wrong word or a wrong tone of voice. So instead of, you know, living in the past and saying, what happened? Everything was going so nicely. Right. Even though the past was only 3 nanoseconds before. He immediately figures out what he did wrong, takes that humble mood and sincere mood and corrects it, and then it moves on, you know, after another 2 or 3 moments. So within the second, it went from, you know, the top, you know, potential of hitting the bottom, but then stayed there.
De hogyha megszól, hogy azonnal alázatos, és megpróbál rájönni, hogy mit hibázott és kiavítja, akkor pedig kellemes lesz a hangulat 2-3 másodpercig. Tehát, szóval akkor megtapasztaljuk ezt az érzelmi csúcspontot, és akkor a lehetőség annak, hogy teljesen leüljön a dolog, de mégis kiavítja, és akkor megint fölmegy pozitív. So the question is that you mentioned this relationship between subject and object, that the object receives its experience and the object receives everything, and that the living entities are the object and Krishna is the subject. And in this relationship, in the relationship, what does the subject get? So what does Krishna or the man, the masculine principle get in that relationship?
Reciprocation.
This was Ashkar.
That's why I feel. Women don't respond to a man's endeavor to get frustrated. They just want to know they're doing a good job. But the problem is unless they behave, it means unless they follow these principles, the woman won't be happy and won't say he's doing a good job.
De a gond az, hogyha a férfi nem jól csinálja a dolgát, tehát nem alkalmazza ezeket az elveket, amiket említettünk, akkor a nő nem fogja neki azt mondani, hogy jól csinálja a dolgát, és akkor visszállt.
So the man deals with the woman in the moment, she'll be satisfied.
De hogyha a férfi a jelen pillanatban viszont valóz, akkor a nő elégedett.
And if she's satisfied, he'll be satisfied.
És ha nő elégedett, akkor a férfi is elégedett.
That's why Manasamita, then Mano makes the point that if the wife is happy, the whole house is bright, and if she's unhappy, then it's quite dark.
Ezért mondja a Manu, hogy ha a feleség boldog, akkor az egész otthon ragyog, de a feleség boldogtalan, akkor az otthon sötét.
There's no corner you can hide in, it creeps under the door.
Nincs olyan sarok, ahol elbújhatnál a sötétségből, beteszik az ajtó alatt.
So that's the point. The women turn to the men for security, so if he's dealing in the moment, that means there's a connection, because connection is now, not in the future, will be, or it was in the past. That's not connection, connection is now.
So a feleség az a biztonságért fordul a férjhez, és hogyha a férje a jelen pillanatban viszonyul hozzá, akkor az azt jelenti, hogy ott a kapcsolat. És hogyha ott a kapcsolat, az nem azt jelenti, hogy ott lesz a jövőben, hogy ott volt a múltban, hanem ott lép a jelen pillanatban, és akkor a nő biztonságban van.
To deal in the moment, he must be considerate.
És ahhoz, hogy a férj a jelenben tudjon cselekedni,
and when a woman is confident, she always responds nicely.
Tekintettel kell lenni, és hogyha a nőnek van bizalma a kapcsolatban, akkor mindig szépen fog reagálni.
So she's, what she's looking for is a tank.
Mert amit a feleség keres, azt megkapja.
And what the man is looking for is only attainable for her.
És amit viszont a férfi keres, csak ezen keresztül érhető.
So these principles are the only way that you can make the male-female relationship work.
Csak ezen az elveken keresztül lehet a férfi-nő kapcsolatot működőképessé tenni.
Like that, then both are satisfied. What each is looking for is different, but the only way to get it is in the same thing.
Tehát amit a kettő keres a kapcsolatban, az különböző, de ugyanazon a cselekvési keresztül tudják elérni mindketten, amit szeretnénk.
So Sambandha or male is different from Prayojana or female, but the only place they meet is in Abhidaya.
Sambandha, ami férfi principium, az különbözik a Prayojanától, ami női principium, de a kettő az Abhidayában találkozik.
So that's why the interaction between Krishna and his devotees, that's what's most important to us.
Ezért van az, hogy ez az interakció Krishna és a baktáj között, ez az számunkra a legfontosabb.
Right, Krishna is God, he's the Lord, this is nice.
Krishna Isten, ő az Úr, ez szép.
You know, important, that way we know the role, the spot's already taken.
Tehát ez egy fontos dolog, hogy tudjuk, mert tudjuk, hogy már ezt a pozíciót betöltöttünk.
Right, no. So then but the thing that actually is attractive and nourishes that understanding is the relationship of Krishna with the devotees.
De az, ami vonzóvá teszi ezt a kapcsolatot is, ami táplálja ezt a kapcsolatot, az Krishnának a baktáival való kapcsolata.
Right. So Krishna is existence is good to know.
Tehát az, hogy Krishna ő a lét maga, az jó tudni.
But Krishna's interaction and relationship with the Creator, that's what's important.
De az, hogy tudjuk, hogy Krishnának mi a kapcsolata a teremtéssel, a teremtett dolgokkal, az fontosabb.
So that's the more meaningful thing that we're created.
Ez ennek van több értelme, hogy belássuk, hogy mi vagyunk a teremtett.
So our existence, our manifest existence depends upon Krishna interacting with the creation.
Hogy a mi megnyilvánult létünk az Krishnának a teremtéssel való kapcsolatán. És a teremtés alatt a lelki és az anyagi világot is értem.
Right?
Ez egy rendben van. So how should we think about making plans? Because often we hear that it's good to make plans in the mode of business, but somehow it seems that it's in the mode of passion also, so how should we relate to this plan making?
No, plan means you know where you're going. So like we said before, unless the Prayojana is there, you don't act. What we're meaning here is the difference between planning, you know, and being intelligent that way in the mode of passion is the connection to the present.
Tehát itt most arról van szó, hogy tervezés az intelligencia garanciát jelent, tehát kiterjesen tervezünk be a szentelében tervezünk azt jelenti, hogy nem a jelenben vagyunk, tehát nem a jelenben.
From the present, I project into the future.
A jelenből betettem ki a jövőre.
Depending on our situation now, this is where we could get. Now, what's the plan to get from where we are right now to where we want to go? So we're dealing with the future, but through the mode of goodness. Mode of passion, I'm thinking about the future, it doesn't have a connection with the present. That's why I'm saying it's passion for the man to make the plan because he doesn't actually know what the moment is going on at all. So once he meets the wife, then he can decide what direction he wants to try to take it.
És amit találkozik a feleséggel, akkor dönthetjük el, hogy milyen irányba akarja folytatni.
But you have to start from what mood the wife is right now.
De onnan abból kell kiindulni, hogy éppen most a feleség milyen hangulatban van.
Right? Then you make the endeavor to take it wherever you want.
És akkor megpróbáljuk az erőfeszítést arra, hogy elvigyük valami
irányba. The women want the men to take it somewhere.
A nők azt akarják, hogy a férfi elvigye valami irányba.
But the women want to be part of it. Right, so unless they're considerate, they're not part of it. Right, so couch potato in this doesn't take the woman into consideration. Right, so as long as she's on the phone or doing something else, then they can be a couch potato.
És amíg a feleség éppen telefonon beszélget, vagy valami másra van elfoglalva, akkor a fél is ott el lehet a kanapén.
But as soon as she's not, then you have to be interactive.
De amíg a nő már megcsinálja, ezt akkor interakcióba kell jutni vele. Ez
így
érthető?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, no, it's great. Yes, okay. So, and now?
It's
a
special.
Okay, sorry. Sri Prabhupada ki, Sri Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Sri Prabhupada ki.
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare.